All right, you're ready whenever we
can. Okay. All right, I'd like to call to order this hearing of the Four Point Channel MR District Commission for Thursday, May 9, 2019. Present our commissioners Smilage, Karoff, and myself, Beriducci. First item, application 19.876, 355 Congress Street. The proposed work is a new addition to the fire escape at the rear of structure. Mm-hmm. Oh, you there?
I'm right here.
So you can just introduce yourself. And
Hi, my name's Jeff Davies. I work for Boston Property Contractors. And so we're just looking for a fire escape extension on this. We added a penthouse on the roof, and there's a roof deck. So previously, there's no other access for that. Oh, you do have the drawings, good. So, mind if I stand up?
Yeah.
The only portion, so this is all existing. From here down, the only thing that we're adding would be this level so that you have egress off the top of the roof. The plan is to match everything exactly so you have the same kind of seamless fire escape going throughout. I don't know if there are any further questions or anything.
The rail is exactly the same because it looks like
It's not because they didn't do the rendering doesn't show the brick in the background for the new railing. You see the pickets right there, it just shows straight through.
Okay.
Yeah, so we are matching exactly the design of the, the goal is to match it.
But the regular railing has things going parallel to the steps. The top is going to have vertical pickets though, is that what you're saying?
Or is it just not graphically?
It's not graphically drawn correctly. Yeah.
Yeah, so it looks,
okay. So disregard.
Yeah, we're matching 100%. What? Or the intent is to match 100%.
So which part is the extension?
You can use this.
Oh, beautiful.
This red button for
where the railing changes.
No.
Is that?
There you go.
The top. Got it. The very much one. Sorry.
The red button.
The red.
Oh, right there. Sorry.
Oh wait, it doesn't show on screens. That's right. It doesn't show.
So from here.
It's not my day.
This landing right here exists, and everything from here down. We're just going to add this piece right here.
Oh, just to the top.
Just to the top, so from the roof, everyone has egress and access down in case of an emergency.
This is the lucky building.
Oh, yes. Oh okay. Mm-hmm. I think it's the first time somebody came to add to the fire escapes.
So I think the reason why this wasn't, the permit for this was in 2012, so this is well before me and a lot of people at the company, but I believe it never had the historical designation from the beginning. Correct me if I'm wrong, because there wasn't this committee.
2008.
2008, okay.
Yeah.
So that's the reason we're bringing it to you now, with construction underway already.
So this has a sanction of the fire chief and all that.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. We kind of consulted them to get to a level of comfortability with what they wanted.
Is it to the left and the right of, I don't think it's a chimney, but would the center brick piece that extends above higher,
mm-hmm.
Is some sort of railing? I can't tell.
I'm sorry. I'm not.
The horizontal.
You mean the rooftop.
Yeah. Is it anything to do with that? Yes.
So this is a picket railing for the roof deck. That is not any way related to the fire escape.
Okay.
And it's not part of this application.
No.
Yeah.
That was part of the normal building permit process that was approved already.
If it's going to look the same, it'll be painted black and all that stuff.
Yeah,
I think that should
same
be.
Material, same,
same material,
same
yep.
Same
yeah, we're working with I can't remember the contractor, but to match existing was the directive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A Fire Escape Repair is the name of the company, Ernie.
Yeah, I knew the guy's name. I
didn't know.
Okay. All right. You have any other comments?
No.
Any comments from the public? Nope. All right, so we can have a motion then to accept it.
I'll move to approve this.
Okay, second?
Seconded.
Commissioner Smilage?
Yes.
Kara?
Yes.
Chair votes yes.
Awesome.
All right.
Cool.
That was a tough one.
That was a tough one. Appreciate your time. Thank you guys very much.
Okay.
Thanks, Ben.
Okay.
So we're going to skip over?
Yeah, let's skip over 25 Thompson.
All right.
Over to Milk Jug.
Next application is application 19.1107, 308 Congress Street, the milk bottle. And the proposed work is remove existing beaded board pine siding, install new composite beaded board siding, remove 6/1 vinyl windows, and install 6/1 fiberglass windows with applied mutton bars, remove existing hollowed metal doors and frame, and install new painted composite trim and door, remove existing exterior light fixtures, and install new gooseneck light fixtures, install new hood signage with down lighting, replace fabric on existing window and door awnings, new fabric, install new kitchen exhaust, create custom painted sheet metal air intake hood to replicate the existing. All right, well, that's a mouthful. So sorry. I probably gave your whole presentation now. So
we're all set. Thank you.
Yeah.
Good evening. My name is Scott Winkler with Westling Architects.
Amy Auerbach with the museum.
Marie Salava with the Boston Children's Museum.
Oh, we have pictures. Good. So I'm going to give this to you because it's fun to have. And this is something that it took us a while to discover, but this is a little bit of history. You don't have to read it now. I'll just highlight the most important parts. It was built in Taunton, and it served ice cream. At first, it made ice cream and served it, and later it just bought it from Hood. So that's how Hood's name got attached to it. If you go forward a little bit. I have it right here. Look at that.
The forward and back arrows. Awesome. There you go.
And I have the same pictures later. Actually, I'm going to go to this. So top left, right after it was built. Next one, how it sat vacant in Taunton. It was moved to Quincy, restored in Quincy, and then brought here for the Children's Museum on a barge with a fireboat spraying water behind it. Next picture shows it being used, older logos that it had on it, always with the Hood name. And then when they redid the plaza years ago, they actually took it apart and moved it with the intent of building a better foundation on it, which they did do, and putting it back together. And during that process, the bottom of it fell apart. And so you'll see the next picture is the whole bottom's been rebuilt as metal studs. You'll notice that as you follow the next two pictures that the whole bottom was, and in the end, all of the wood was replaced. And unfortunately, they used pine. They didn't back prime it. They didn't create good airflow behind it. And so when you go there today, oh, the cap's original. the cap is original. When you go there today, you are seeing a rotting pine beaded board. Yeah. You're seeing the line where it was split. You're seeing vinyl windows with mutton bars between the glass. Yeah, exactly. And then you're seeing a variety of trim issues that are rotting. So obviously this is in a much more intense environment than it was when it was built. The pine was a bad idea. The problem with the beaded board vertical siding is water, unlike traditional shiplap siding, water will get through this pretty easily. There's nothing you can do about that. What we're trying to do is mitigate that both by the type of material we use and by creating an airspace behind it. So we're going to have to take all of this off. We're going to have to, the sheathing's rotted below it as well. We've already done some repairs. We're going to have to resheave it. We're going to have to waterproof the whole thing, create an airspace with a geotextile rigid material, and then reside the whole thing. So that as water goes through this, it has a way to get out and not get trapped. And so this is the material we're proposing. It's boral. It's a cement and epoxy. It's a sort of a newer version of hardy board.
Yeah, it's that a little, was my next question.
Yeah.
It's lighter?
It's a little lighter. It cuts it. So the biggest advantage is it doesn't have cement in it. It uses an epoxy resin.
It looks
resin.
More like wood than hardy.
It looks more like wood. It acts more like wood. One of the problems with hardy products in this part of the country is moisture gets soaked into it, and then it freezes, and it actually blows apart. And so we've had a lot of problems with it. So this is something that you can get. This is their standard beaded board. Luckily, it matches the profiles of what's there. We don't know if the older beaded board might have been a little wider or narrower. The historic photos don't show you enough detail. But the plan is to use this. They make trim. They make 5/4 trim for around the windows. They make 1.5 by dimensional wood that we're going to make the sills. The service sills are also made out of wood, and you can see those are rotting off. So we're going to make all the exterior trim out of this material. And here we go again. So the windows are getting replaced. They were, as far as we can tell, there's not enough evidence in the historic photos, but what's there now is 6/1. And so we're doing that again, but we're using a better window. We're using fiberglass because of the environment, but it's more stable than vinyl, and we are able to get a true applied grid to the outside and the inside and the spacer bar, so it'll look more appropriate than what's there. There's an elevation of the window with the sill and little brackets we're creating to support the sill. So here's a detail, I can't point, you said, right? So here, each window will have its own sill with a bracket. The windows will have the trim that's there now. The doors will have the same trim, the door, there's one door. And then we're creating this airspace, and so at the top, as the metal cap comes down, there's a small gap where air can flow up and exhaust out. There's a gap at the bottom, and then at that seam line, there's a little gap there. So air will come in, allow water to drain out here. Water that comes around the curve can drain out there, and of course, the metal stays and is restored. We're putting in a full kit commercial kitchen, basically like a food truck. So we'll be able to serve a full menu. And that requires, we are able to, this shows an exhaust fan on the roof. It's going to just be a duct. We found a fan we can put inside the milk bottle. So it'll just be an actual duct, but unfortunately it still has to stick up 40 inches. That's the code requirement. We'll be able to paint it red. I can't get you a great picture of how that looks from a distance, but it'll be right in the center. And it turns out that when they moved it, there's a hole right in the center that, from all the photos we saw, appears to have been there before they moved it. We're not sure why, but we're planning to use that same hole in the roof to run our exhaust straight through. The plumbing stack is there already. The existing awnings are just getting recovered with new fabric, except that we need to bring in fresh air for the kitchen exhaust. And so what we're doing is we're taking one of these and rebuilding it out of sheet metal. So this is a section through it where the window comes up and the awning with the same dimensions is actually built out of sheet metal, painted red. And then we're creating a louver underneath so we can suck in air through here and serve it to the kitchen exhaust. But from the outside, it'll look like another one of the louvers going around the building.
And that would be at the back of the...
It's on the, the back that we have is... The back of this view. So when you're viewing it from this side, this is the most public side.
Right.
You're seeing it from the road. It's actually right in there. It's between the walk where this ramp goes up and the bottle. This is an area back here that has a funny little planting area that nobody goes into. So it'll be that one right there, facing that way. It's the least noticeable one.
And aside from the material, the fact that it's not canvas, it's metal. It's going to be painted the same color.
That's right.
It's going to be shaped the same way.
It is. Exact same shape, exact same color. that's correct. And then there is a light fixture at the top. It's a little hard to see. There's a, I think they're LED.
It's an LED strip.
It's an LED strip that hasn't worked in a while. It used to sort of shoot light down. Mm-hmm. We're taking that off. There were light fixtures attached. There's a series of, a better picture of it. A series of square blocks where they had light fixtures attached that shot light up. They were long, sort of fluorescent type fixtures, and there was one above every other window. So we're taking that off, and what we're going to do instead is a little bit more, basically individual goosenecks above. It's basically every other window except here in the middle. This is the center that faces sort of the service area. There'll be a double one there pointing at the hood logo, and there'll be a double one here pointing at the hood logo, which is the same logo that's there, just repainted. And there's a simpler lighting. We'll be able to angle it more towards the building, something a little more traditional than these sort of long
but no lighting
pieces.
Going directed down.
We're going to have a light fixture underneath a couple of these hoods, one above the door and one above each of the service windows. So in the evening, people know the door, obviously, right. And then they'll know that those are the two windows to go to for service. We did show this plan because part of this and getting a kitchen in here that's functional is we're going to build walls and behind a couple of the windows, and we're doing that. So the window will be the window, and there'll be a wall behind it, and we'll end up probably painting that black so that you don't notice that the wall is no longer coming through. Here we're doing it because of we need a spot for the ice cream machine. This is the order window. That's the reception where you receive your order. These are windows you can look in and see them making food. This one will be blocked because of this is a sandwich counter we need. This one, we may start to use these as actually places to put the menu. So we'll set it up so that we can open the window and put a menu there and close it up. Here is the one that brings the hood that brings in the exhaust. I'm sorry, the intake air for the kitchen exhaust. This is the cook area. This one back here is a dishwash area, and the counter as it comes in, we did that one. And then this one here, that's actually a dry food storage. So there's quite a bit we're trying to put into a very tight spot with no straight walls. And so we're going to end up with six operational windows, you know, fully operational windows, and then five that we're blocking off from the inside. And again, I think that we'll be using these for particularly 1, 2, 3 for advertisement in terms of the food and whoever's the operator.
Are you going to be lighting the back side of those windows so it looks like at night that there's light
we
on?
We hadn't planned on it. Not sure. And if we're putting signage in it, I don't know yet. We'll have to if we need to see that sign at night. In other words, if it's a menu, mm-hmm. you know, what's being served, and it's back, you know, it's back several inches behind the window unit.
So point out the ones that will be darkened or with walls. That's that one.
These two. Oops.
Yeah, pointed at that. Yeah, I got you.
Sorry.
There you go.
I won't touch. The two that are, this is sort of the only service side we have. So these two here, and then one on this side.
Are blacked out.
Are blacked
out. 1, 2, 3, but then going around counterclockwise.
It's 2, 2, and 2.
That are lit.
There's an odd number of windows, so we kept 2 open, 2 open, and 2 open. And then that ended up with every other one except for here where we did 2 because it is an odd number. Mm-hmm. And then on the door, there's a hollow metal door there now, and we're replacing that with a new hollow metal door. But we're trimming out the frame so that it has the same wood trim on the outside. And then we're going to apply, just to have it look like a two-panel door. Oops, sorry, wrong way. So we're going to apply a thin material to it so that it looks, and paint it so that it looks like a two-panel door. Because we need the security. We can't use a wood door because of the security issues there. But we want it to appear to be sort of a two-panel door, just something more. Right now it's just a smooth, flush slab door.
Go back to the one that shows the plan again. Yeah, yeah. So where is Congress Street on this?
Congress Street's here.
Oh, it's at the
and
top.
The channel's on the right?
Channel's here. Museum's here. And this is the largest plaza. This is where people have traditionally ordered from, and the seating sits out here.
All right, so the museum is at the bottom, or the side.
Museum's
okay, the right
side.
Yeah,
okay.
The top of the channel. So you only have one window that's going to be used for ordering? Is that
they'll all operate, but the intent is to receive orders here and
pick
serve
up.
Orders here.
Oh, all right. To me it seems like the view, the prominent view on Congress Street, and as you, and that seems that those windows should be all lit up, I think, at night, so that there's a nice repetitive pattern. So the one at the 6 o'clock point, that should be have some light in it as well, I think.
The one facing down.
Yeah. So
what
then you'll
did
have
it
one,
look
two,
like
three,
traditionally?
Four,
were any of the windows
they
ever blocked off before?
They were all up lights.
But the windows, none of the windows had been blocked before.
They've just been blocked out, right?
No.
They were not blocked.
Oh, great. Yeah.
And in the past, you were primarily serving
right. Well,
ice
they weren't.
Yeah, they weren't. They
were
used,
but they were
had glass in them, and
they had
you could
see
you
it.
Look
yes.
at
you could see it. Yes.
Yeah. So in the past, they were serving primarily ice cream, and that meant a lot less equipment.
Right.
And now we're trying to, and it meant closing it off seasons. We're trying to hopefully have it open year round with a more of a full what a food truck might serve menu, and hopefully be open every evening. Depending on who the operator is.
So how could you do that and light a window that has to be obstructed behind?
Well, we can add lighting in that
in the void there.
Yeah, that nowadays these fluorescent lights are in half-inch panels, so you could literally do a hole, and then you just have to decide if you want to obscure that. Put a curtain. In other words, you put a curtain behind the window, and then behind that's a light panel
that's
dimmable, so you can have it be lit behind a
fluorescent.
Well, it's LED.
Well, it should be.
No, sorry.
Yeah,
it's LED panels.
It should have a similar color.
L words.
Is your issue that you think it should be more prominent? Is that what you're
saying? Yeah, I think from a pattern and a design point of view, having all those.
You don't
those,
want it to look like teeth are missing.
Yeah. in other words, all the numbers of the clock should have a light. You know, each window is representing a number. And I wonder if, I'm just trying to think, if the ones that are blocked do you think it's better to have clear glass and then look at whatever panel you're going to make, or is it would it be better to have that be frosted glass? So no. You don't have to have any
I don't
kind
like
of
the idea of mixing frosted glass with clear glass.
But it really depends on what's
but
behind
then you gotta,
it, too.
Yeah, whatever's behind it that is going to be the thing.
Yeah, you're right.
If we had whether it's mini blinds or whatever we're going to have on all the windows, potentially, if we had that closed and then a light panel behind it with the light dimmed, we could essentially create the appearance of the light being on with the windows. The window covering is just closed.
And then, I just as a logistic thing, are you going to be able to access it? Like, is it ever going to be able to be washed or cleaned back there? Or is it
we're going to have to... The windows, of course, tilt in normally. So we have to make sure we can get those open to clean them, to replace light fixture.
Yeah.
It's possible we'll have to do those walls with an access panel from the inside.
Yeah.
And so we can open that up to both access the light fixture if it ever needs to be done, clean the windows, deal with whatever's happening there, the dead bug or something that makes its way in. But yeah, well, one way or the other, we'll have to figure out a way to access those.
Yeah. And the windows are those, you said it's fiberglass, but it'll be white, of course.
Everything's white, yeah.
And then one of the things, is this bendable, this material?
Yeah, we've been working with the manufacturer on that. It's in a larger piece, it is. They may have to actually help us custom bend it a little bit. They're working on that with us, but they think they can do that.
And then when you come in, when you join the seam, how is that?
If you look at the building now, basically, if these pieces come up, as these bend together, this piece gets cut into that.
I see.
Yeah, and that's how it is now.
So you have to actually cut it custom.
And that's what they did when they did it, whatever, 10, 20 years ago when they redid it.
That's why this costs so much.
And that's just nailed on or something? Is that all that?
Yeah.
Or in that you nail it on in the tongues part. So you
as this piece comes up and it gets shaved, it's got to get nailed still, face nailed. And then, yeah, they did it last time, surprisingly.
It was repaired, like 2 years ago, 3 years
we did,
ago?
We've been at, every year we've been having to do some maintenance repairs. But in 2006, they did a full renovation.
There's quite a bit of rot on the sheathing behind it, and that's when we decided that we really needed to start over with better materials.
And then what is, I was just curious, the diameter, approximate diameter of the cap?
So the bottle is 18 feet, and the cap is probably about seven or eight.
Eight, probably, yes.
Yeah, I have it. We have it drawn pretty accurately. I didn't measure that.
I was just trying to figure out, at what point you get visibility of that 40-inch extension, because if it's parked in the middle of it.
Well, since you can no longer see the milk bottle when you come over the bridge because of the Tea Party ship, it's not as... it doesn't have as much of a concern for us anyway, because...
And you think painting it red versus black or something?
I don't know.
What
do you think?
Well, I mean, it just depends on
gray?
How...
That's almost something you'd have to test.
Visible,
yeah. I mean, it'll probably come in stainless steel, and that would pretty easily turn gray. We can get it, we'll get it as a, not a shiny, but a dull finish, and we might start with that and then decide if...
That
if
might
we
that be less intrusive
it.
Than red.
Yeah, so here's a view from the bridge. And so obviously there's a dark background. Here's a view from across, and obviously here's a lighter. And of course here's, so as you get, I think as you get close, it's going to be hard to see.
Yeah.
But, these a little bit further apart away. Mm-hmm. It may be that differentiating it and not making it a red piece of the cap, but a gray.
That's why I think if it was red, it might suggest that it's part of the cap.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be a piece of the cap,
like
which
a
it isn't.
Or
the old fashioned, where they used to have the little tabs to pull off. I'm dating myself now, but to pull the tab of the to get the cardboard thing off. all right, so can we go back to the lighting? Because I think this is, since this whole thing's being done over, I think the lighting, we should really take the opportunity to try to illuminate this architecturally evenly and just really do a good job with a consistent even
maybe
treatment of light.
A picture over every window maybe?
Well, that's what I'm thinking, rather than start, and I don't know what kind of, how that pattern of light gets thrown that you're proposing there, and wondering if it's better to do an LED strip over each awning so it's just an even wash.
What are we seeing here in this photo? second page.
I suspect if it's what I think it is. What page
it's just
on?
Sort of a soft glow.
That looks like the light that was at the cap, maybe? There is some light coming from
each
awning.
Yeah, around each of the awning. Yeah.
Oh, you mentioned
you didn't get one yet.
Who's next over the awning?
But what I wonder what's... Yeah. I like
they
this
were,
better than...
They were up lights.
Yeah, that's not the best. We have a better picture of what that was.
Yeah.
I don't think that's... Those are the up lights that used to be mounted to the boxes that are there now.
I think the more subtle the lighting.
Yeah, versus the gooseneck, it just washes it with light.
Because it goes in, anything on the lower side, you're going to lose as you get up. And that actually looks like it's something on the top. I don't know that it's an LED strip, but something like that.
At the top
down,
would be good,
coming up.
And then coming up to just wash it.
So like a subtle glow, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Glow would be the best because, one year we put lights on it in the holidays, and it was so much fun. The hood people had, what we had to do is we had to repaint it though afterwards. So it wasn't such a smart activity, but the milk bottle did look great.
Yeah,
and so we have no objection
to putting...
So it's
just sort of luminescent,
Do we still need to light the hood for the
night? No.
Okay.
I think if you do that right
with the washing the surface, the word hood would also be evenly lit. And then I do think, there should be maybe a look at something again at the top, underside of the cap, if you can get a consistent wash to throw the light down. Because otherwise you're just going to get the light coming up and then where it comes tight, it's not going to hit that. So this is almost I don't know if that's suggesting that they're light, but that will get all of this, and then this will get all of that, and I think that's going to be beautiful. So it has this sort of almost like an even luminescence about it, without hot spots.
Sort of the newer, thinner fixtures, we probably can get.
Yeah, there's so many out there now. Yeah.
Because what was there before was pretty large. It was one of these
little apertures now with a small channel or something, and they all fit in there. And then if you wanted, you're trying to light up inside. I mean, if you wanted, you could put a light on the underside of these canopies to let light.
Yeah, there's room above each window within the canopy. And we were...
Oh, they're up inside the canopy.
Well, we were going to add it just over
the two service windows
and over the door.
But that makes sense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So we don't. So all right. So
and they're not meant to be bright. It's just so that, like, if you're walking in there at night to bring materials or something, it's. Those are very small fixtures. We hadn't actually picked those out yet. But.
I mean, does it make sense to put the if I'm just thinking out loud here? If we put fixtures on the inside of each of the canopies to throw light downward, then you've got that portion of the milk bottle now lit as well. So that this is going to be this great kind of consistent wash.
And then not have the inside lights.
Well, that's possible. You may not need that then, in the inside of the window, on the dead windows.
Yeah.
That's true. They'd all be equally,
just kind of
light from the outside.
Yeah, and I think because you have all each canopy, even the one that's got the metal, where the vent is, if it could be put there too, so that then you've got this great bottom lit up and then all the nice... above the canopy and then above the lid. It sounds like a lot of light, but I think these LEDs are pretty cost effective in the long run. And if you get
if you lose the differentiation of your service windows and your door, that is the only...
Potentially, or maybe we just do that through a change in brightness. Maybe they're all dim except for the ones over the service windows.
But at night, that's where the light will be coming out.
Because
who knows if they're going to, we don't know yet if they're going to operate, what their hours of operation might be.
I mean, you could alter that light fixture that's in the operable window as well, meaning the service window, by throwing the light inside the red canopy, so the red canopy has a glow to it versus the others that don't, because it'll just be, so that might be a way to help distinguish it. But I think lighting is going to be a key part, and since this is being done over, it really is the time to do it. And one other thing too, I mean, this is kind of a more maintenance thing, but you're probably going to be generating a lot more trash now and stuff that you're gonna have. What, this isn't throwaway wrappers from that around the burgers and stuff?
Oh my goodness, when Opal Pan was there and they were operating the milk bottle, there was more trash than anybody could possibly imagine. And by the way, on me across the street generates trash on our property.
Right.
Everybody in the city generates trash on our property. This is like ice cream cones. This is.
Oh, you thought you're having, you're not having burgers?
But it's, yeah. It's, it will.
Well, just be aware of that. Yeah. You've got to have trash receptacles around. So
we have lots of trash
receptacles.
You have
enough too. Okay.
We have a whole team.
Yeah.
That is constantly removing the trash from.
In fact, we, you might know, have to clean the trash at the city. Barrels, so that's how it works. Well, I mean, you know, we
yeah.
Cleanliness, as you know, cleanliness and safety is what you do for the kids, right? So
yep.
You.
Okay. All right. You have any other thoughts that we can then maybe form a motion with some provisos?
David, what about the actual like color? Do you want it to be like a daylight? Or
well, see, that's the funny thing. It's
or even LEDs with multi colors for different
seasons. Oh, you mean so you can change it seasonally?
Or in support of something like everybody does.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, if that's, I mean, I guess you can outfit the LEDs with color change. I mean, that's fine. I'm trying to think about what kind of color you would want since it's white.
The character of the light.
Is it better to keep it white?
I'll speak up with my opinion on that. I'm getting tired of making everything change colors. And just because you can doesn't mean you should. I don't mean to offend anybody. I think this is a classic thing that a nice,
heavy milk,
nice soft white,
a nice milky
light.
White.
Yeah,
a
nice milky
white.
Milky
not too, probably not too.
To be honest with you, that we have so many other things to do. The last thing we want to do is be changing out lights.
Well, no, you wouldn't change it out. It would be built into the LED.
Yeah.
Make a switch and it just changes
the
color.
Keep
but
that.
Yeah.
We may come back to you when we do our. We're working on a renovation on our plaza, along with all the resiliency work that we're doing, and when we come to do that, then we might think of something more fun with changing lights and other things, but they would be more interactive, so that we don't need to work. Unless one of you feels strongly for us to consider
it. Well, this is just inherently fun, you know.
Yeah.
So make it look, I just like the idea of it just glowing.
Be a white glow.
It's a super idea.
Yeah. So, I mean, in terms of, you know, whether it should be a warmer white or cool white, I don't know.
I think a warmer white.
A little bit of warmth in it versus a stark
I would think,
blue
yeah.
one. Yeah, so it should look like pasteurized milk. Is that the color you should
try? Whole milk or 2%?
Definitely not skim. That's too
that's
right.
That's way too white.
Yeah, with a little bit
but
of warmth
the,
in
with,
it.
With red being the accent color, I think you probably want it warmer.
A little warmer, yeah. Right. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. Yeah.
Leave it to the architects to decide.
Even though when we were kids going to the local dairy bar, it was always cold, awful, you know.
Definitely.
Fluorescent lights with all the bulbs.
All right.
Oh, did you, should I hand these out? Did people want these? Or
was that your whole presentation?
That was the same thing you just saw.
Yeah.
Because I brought 5 copies as requested.
You probably gave all the history. When did it actually show up on that plaza? I'm just trying to think.
I think the beer is in there.
78,
77,
right around. When we came down in the plan for that, when we came down.
Yeah, this is a great little history that we found online. So I take no credit for it, and I'm not responsible for errors in it.
So actually, this is not going to have a name. Then this is not going to be, you know, Joe's Shack Shop or you
it'll
know,
have
Shake Shop.
Name on it.
It'll just yeah. Okay.
There'll be some restaurant
tour. The operator will put not signage on the building itself, but it will probably have a little.
They might have something in the window.
Where the menu is.
Or sandwich signs.
You might have known.
Taken at night or right. You know,
Sullivan's.
Usual.
Sullivan's Coney Island was there.
You know, Sullivan's of Castle Island operated for the last 2 years, and they had their own signage. And
they had a sandwich board
sign. It was because of them
that
we learned that you can't really have do food in there because it's too hot. Mm. There was no heating or cooling. It was.
They were having to cook the food at their restaurant and bring it up and warm it up there. And so we're...
So, you know, our goal has been to program with the opening of the park and the museum being there is to be able to have a real family fun place. And so redoing this was sort of instrumental to making sure we can. And if it only ends up serving ice cream, well, we will have spent some money, you know, getting it otherwise. But today, you never really know. So we figure we're doing it now. We should do it right.
Okay. All right. So we need to form a motion with the provisos in it.
Real quick, David, the signage that you, whoever operates it, it won't be neon, right? Or LEDs?
No.
Okay,
no.
Just want to make sure because we've had
Absolutely.
Issues.
And that would have to come for approval.
Yep.
If it's a
unless it's incorporated
the
in the menu.
Yeah.
Which you're going to have to post anyway.
Just want to make sure.
And for the sandwich
okay.
boards
yeah.
are fine.
Yeah.
Sorry,
no,
guys.
No, we don't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, anybody up for a motion? We'll help you with the proviso.
Man at the head of the table. I'm not sure why that is.
That's what happens.
Yeah, yeah, I'm right. Especially when you show up. So, I'll apologize for that too. Move to, this is going to be the most complicated proviso that I've ever done.
Well, we got it.
But anyway, move to approve the proposal as presented with the provisos that we look at, we have incorporate LED uplights from all of the awnings.
Yeah, above the awnings awning. Shining up.
A similar, but perhaps, I don't know, differentiated downward lighting from inside the awnings. Okay, with the possibility
as
to
needed,
differentiate
yeah,
the
yeah,
intensity
so,
of lights for your yeah. service windows and door, front door.
And then at the underside of the cap to shine downward. Right. So that the upper
okay,
part of the middle,
lighting,
yeah,
right.
With the LED again, very
also
discreet.
Right, at the junction between the
yeah.
cap and the bottom,
the cap
right?
And the bottom.
Yeah. Yep.
Paint of the exhaust sort of stack.
TBD.
TBD.
Yeah, so, but something
so
probably grayish or blackish or
grayish,
something, not red.
Something on
to not make
yeah.
it look like it's part of the cap, the red cap.
Just have a question about that. And because all the other awnings are red, wouldn't we want to match?
Well, no, we're talking about the top hood.
Oh, the
very
top, sorry,
the
sorry.
Vent.
Okay.
The top.
The pipe.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No,
the other vent.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
The other vent.
The other vent, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because the proposal is approved. Of
with the metal
the
awning that's
yeah.
even,
great.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No, that's a good idea. So.
So, is there anything with the windows?
No, I think they were fine with the... You know, the fiberglass, and then they'll have express muntins on the outside, which is good, and everything's going to be white, so with the red.
Pasteurized milk.
Yeah, color of the LED. Yeah, a little warmth to the LED is fine. And you know, I'm not a line designer, but, you know, the intensity ought to mesh, so the top, when it shines down, ought to have similar intensity as the light as it comes up, so it feels like it's...
We think
yeah.
we got what you
yeah.
want. It, you want it to look like when somebody's
just like glowing.
Driving down the street.
It's glowing.
It looks like it.
Yeah, and
so do we. Because
from Summer Street, you'll see it all along that everything. It's going to be a great. It's an icon, so it would be really nice. I think that was it.
That was it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. So second.
I'll second.
All right. Mr. Karoff.
Yes.
Smilich.
Yes.
Rohde.
Yes.
And chair votes yes.
Thank
you. So what's the time frame on this?
Yeah. This summer.
Oh, you want? Oh, wow.
Oh, well,
nice.
We, yeah, I mean, we come here, we're going to do it. We have the RFP all done.
Yeah.
We're going to look for bids on prices.
It's been a long time.
And, yeah, I mean, Marisa and her team have spent every year in the last 8 years having to fix this.
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
great.
It's really a piece of junk. So,
yeah,
no,
it's
nice.
Good,
you
know?
I mean,
it's
a
like
nice, thoughtful job.
30s, 40s. Technology.
Well, the original framing, what's left of it, is 33, but nothing you see on the outside of the metal cap is original.
Yeah.
And guys, I know you're on a time crunch, so I'll have this letter for you tomorrow, so you'll be done with us. Okay.
Thank
you. Yep.
Thanks, Nick.
Okay, thanks.
Sorry,
25 Thompson's here.
Okay. And I didn't ask for public comment, by the way, because there was no public to ask.
Yep.
So.
Right.
All right. We're going back to Thompson?
Yep.
Okay. Next application, 19.1156, 25 Thompson Place. The proposed work is at the side patio, install 3 wood posts and light fixtures.
Hi. How are you today?
Good. So you just give your name.
My name is Timothy Collins. I'm stepping in for Amanda Stenegal from the Barteca Corporation. She got held in Connecticut this afternoon.
Okay.
We're looking to add light fixtures and an emergency light to the outdoor patio as...
Oh, here it is. Here.
Yep.
So, yeah.
The proposed is a total of 9 lights and 2 bug-eye emergency lights. There are already 2 outside. Assistant Fire Marshal Dennis Keeley requested the extra lighting outside for emergency access in and out because of the egress plans that were set up originally.
So this patio is already in place?
Yes, it is, sir.
I'm sorry, just to orient Can you orient
yes.
me as to sort of where we are? I'm just trying to...
Right here is our egress out from the patio, but here is an egress through the restaurant.
Okay.
And where are the streets, though? That's what I'm
The street is right here.
That's
the parking lot's directly
and then there's a parking lot down there.
On the bottom?
The parking lot
okay.
is here.
Thank
this
you.
Is the private way.
Yeah, yeah.
And this is also an emergency exit. It's a garage door from the original build-out. But over on the street, there are two other egresses in one and also in the rear of the building itself.
Okay, thank you.
You're very welcome.
All right, and yeah, so go ahead. Let's see what these fixtures look like. So.
And there's no lighting there now?
No, not at this moment.
All right, so where are the posts and where are the lights? I mean, I saw the lights, but where are the posts that are supporting these?
The posts are on the corners on either end of the parking lot and one centered to it.
So one on each of the red dots, one, two, three only across the
corner. Correct. There are 4x4 pressurized wood that is aged wood. Similar to the, it's the same wood manufactured from the original patio build-out from the flower boxes. And then this is another one of their examples of their other locations that they have, the same exact style.
All right, and so how are these are just like a, what's the, how are they, you bedded in the ground or what, how are you?
They're, so the flower boxes themselves
yeah.
have, they're built in, fully capable of like holding a structure up to about 25 pounds.
Oh, right.
So each post will hold in the extra weight of any of the cables going across along with the brick structure itself.
All right. And then these are about how big or how tall? They're 10 feet tall. Okay.
10 feet.
And then these are just the cables that you're going to have like a structural cable and then you wrap the wire around that, the electrical wire?
Yes, correct.
And then these lights are how big, or which ones of, oh, that's the one you're doing?
Yes, the 17-inch in diameter.
Okay, that's not too bad.
And the cable on the building side, is there's a some loop or something?
Yes, it's just a small eye loop itself.
Into the mortar? And
mm-hmm. Yes, and the lights will and can be taken down off-season during patio non-use. The emergency lights need to stay up for egress mm-hmm. for the building itself.
And is the power source coming from the building?
Yes, it is. Yes, there's actually power already outside. There was one emergency light that was installed originally, but he had asked after the place of assembly was put into place to change a few things, in which one of them was to add an emergency light, and he said he'll give us a year.
And but these fixtures are powered. Like, is there something coming out of the, is there something new that
there's
needs to come out of the building?
There already has been a power supply outside. Yes, it's
you'll
existing.
Just tap into that.
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. And this depiction with them in white is just to highlight. That
yes,
they're
just
there.
To show what the aerial view of what it would look
yeah.
like.
Oh, so what are the colors? That what is it, what are your finish?
They're going with a darker, like a black steel. The lighting fixtures that are on the main part of the building itself are the same color.
Uh-huh. Oh, all right. Okay,
that makes
so
more sense.
So they're going to look more like the dark ones here, which are...
Yes, correct.
Yeah. And, okay. I like these. I think it's going to be nice. It'll just throw the light down, and it's not going to have all these, like a regular exposed bulb would have light all over this.
When we originally spoke, we know that Trillium had done the more like the Christmas lights, but the larger bulbs, and we both agreed that we wanted to go in a different direction
and tie
the neighborhood in together.
Yeah, that's a good good choice. And I guess there was some thought about the posts. You're going with 4x4 wood. Now, why is there wood currently here already, or,
yes.
or what's
the
and that's the look of the planters?
Yes, the whole patio is, so it's going to be the same.
Oh, all right, so you have these big timbers already.
Yes, it's going to be recycled timbers,
okay.
but it's going to be pressurized, so it'll last a little bit longer instead of constantly having to change mode.
I'm sorry, how many of these posts did we say?
Three total.
Just three.
Yeah, they're 10 feet tall, and they're 4x4s.
And they're going to be pressure treated?
Yes, they will.
Is this wood pressure treated?
Yes, it is. It's chemically treated after.
Okay.
I don't know if you guys have seen this, but the way the facade came out is really, really sharp.
Yeah,
it's
I haven't been on there yet.
It's so low. It's just like, do you remember the original post? these guys.
Yes, actually.
It is.
Oh, right, with the big old fireplace. Was this the one where you were going to, there was a massive fireplace?
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
No,
I mean,
it's
right.
So,
very colorful.
So
cool. A lot going
on.
New design team went, Del Fresco's bought the corporation.
They nailed it.
And they changed the design team, and they brought in someone that is, he's local, but he's, I mean, he does beautiful work. He works with a company in Mexico that makes, like, hand tiles, that all the woodwork they buy, all the tabletops, the furniture. Mm. They've done a really good job. We just did the Barcelona something bathroom over, and we increased it. Just to change it, but it was like a 2-month project just to get hand tiles, like handmade.
I gotta go there.
They do a really nice job on everything, and they've done amazing. It's their busiest location nationwide now for all of Bar Taco.
It just it got a shout out in the Globe on some list.
Okay.
Yeah, like quite like this week.
It's the very first urban location that they've ever done, and the ones, everything else that they do is suburban, and now they're changing their whole formula to spread into larger cities, but they're going to do, they want to do two more in Boston because it's had such an outpouring of success.
They really killed it. I mean, I took a ton of pictures last weekend.
So it's usually a 2-hour wait right now.
Yeah.
I work for them, I still have to wait, so I don't mind.
Yeah, it's impossible to get in the Connecticut one. It's like
the one
at West Hartford?
Yeah.
So this the faces of these planters on the outside here, is this look here? That's what you have? So
that's
there's no expressions at these joints.
So here's the other...
Because my point is that I was going to make is that if there is an expression here, you might want to move that post just over here, but then it doesn't look like it needs it if it has this linear, uninterrupted look all the way. This could be anywhere, really. So, because there was one thought about, should these be I-beams? But I think with this wood is so prominent and it has a heft to it that I think the wood might be okay.
They did match, so the interior of all these spaces, the original beams that actually were structural beams, when the floors got lowered 4 feet, they took a lot of the extra beams that were in the basement because they filled it in.
Mm-hmm.
They actually matched all the woodwork throughout the location for this. And the project I'm working on beside this is Weinster. They're going in right behind it. They sourced the same exact fabrication of the wood and they went through the same people. So they're for Cross Point Properties in Vesco, they're trying to tie everything in together 100% to make it all format with the neighborhood itself.
Can I ask a question? Mm-hmm. Do you think, is there any possibility, just I'm looking at these and they're attached to the outside, is there any possibility that they could go on the inside
corner?
They're
actually going to go inside the inside.
The inside corner.
Yes, they can't actually go on the outside.
Yeah, that seems a little odd to me.
It's structurally, it's not strong enough.
Yeah,
so
and that way you can get two corners.
You can get two corners to tie it together.
I just feel like you have this one wood post.
It's hard. If we had that metal,
it's already been.
There's nothing else
it
around
was,
it's
the,
other
it's
than
the same
maybe that.
Length.
Right.
You
said it's
a
Google eye?
Yeah, it's a bug eye.
It's
a bug eye.
It's beautiful.
It's your standard.
And yeah, there's actually
like that. So it's just not bright white or bright red? Or
it's, I don't know. It's actual black.
I'm just wondering if we have to stain it.
It's metal around. I mean, it's no bigger than this.
Because if it was dark, like that piece is dark.
Yeah,
that
could work.
Really strong, so it's good.
That will help maybe, yeah. So I guess the discussion was about this vertical post and its in terms of its visibility, and if this was darker, I think it would be better. And one of the things we're noticing is could it be stained like this dark color here, so that you keep the vertical or the horizontality of all of this, and then this doesn't like jump out at you because it's going to take a while for that to weather down.
And you're also not going to see the bottom 2 feet of that.
Because it's going to be on the inside.
It's inside the planter.
Yes. Oh, I see what you're saying. That's what you were asking about. Oh, I thought you were talking about this connection here.
They originally had it posted
better
the outside.
Inside.
Structurally,
right.
The engineer and I both said for what it was going to be for long distance-wise, it would be better just in case if someone pulls on it or anything like that.
Yeah, no, that's good.
And then the structure inside is filled with earth, so it's actually stronger to have it that way.
All right. Yeah, I think if it
the
was...
The darkest color.
Pick that dark color and just... paint or stain it, that'll be great. And then these are black, of course.
Correct, yes. The cable is black. The power cable is also black.
No, that's great.
And then this is the emergency light right here. It's, I mean, it's so minute. They were trying to ask for front ones originally with the fire department, but there actually is lanterns on the front of 25 Thompson. Mm-hmm. So it actually, the throw of light on that, and those are on all the time, even when the power goes out.
You don't have any light on your sign?
There's one small light right there, and I think it's on a gel, so it doesn't actually, it's not like a bright light, it's like a haze. It just is illuminated.
Yeah, it's a really nice ambient. Yeah, I was there right around sunset, and it was, the sign was still, you still knew that was part of time.
And they don't really like jumping out of it. They're not big into advertising, big with names and big neon signs or anything like that. Del Frisco's is the only one, but the Bar Taco in Barcelona.
Bar Taco will take care of that.
Absolutely. Market corner.
Obnoxious.
My
opinion.
We're still trying to get over the name, actually.
Yeah, it was
Pink Taco.
It was a big thing in when I went to Arizona, and I mean, I remember my friend owns a restaurant, and it was about two blocks away, and he said it took an extra year and a half for them to get through licensing because the neighborhood association didn't like the name. And
never mind the whole visual concept.
But they did get through, and then they opened in Las Vegas, and now they're. Yeah. I mean.
Yeah. Well, they're not going to be having pink umbrellas. That's
for sure.
They shouldn't.
All right. This is. I think it's good. So we could do a motion with whatever. I think really only one proviso. If we have, if we ask them to just stain that out, so it's a darker. The wood is darker.
Absolutely. I can drop a sample off to you. Also, I have some of the.
Yeah, you can bring it to.
Absolutely.
Nick will be great. All right.
I will make the motion that we approve as presented.
Mm-hmm.
Only one proviso, and that's that the wood is
4x4 is be wood stained, yeah.
On the interior also.
And on the inside of the planters.
So
great, yeah. All right. Great. Second?
I'll second that.
Commissioner Karoff?
Yes.
Rody?
Yes.
Smilich?
Yes.
And Chair votes yes. Okay.
Thank you very much.
Again, no public.
So when can you get in? What time
Right.
Is there open for lunch?
There will be lunch 7 days a week from lunch all the way on. I take my food to go now because I don't even want to wait. But
so Monday must be the quietest.
And I'd love to ask you a question about it after. It has nothing to do with any of this.
Not around at all.
It's Mexican food.
It's a mix of. It's a weird description.
And the fireflies are
it's tacos, correct. Dragonflies.
Dragonflies.
So it's tacos, street food type. They have small plates. The original theory came from a Hawaiian. Southern California and Nantucket feel between all three. Most of the artwork is of Nantucket and places the owner actually traveled to, and they're all his recipes. Him and his partner actually started.
Interesting.
I mean, he's still the consultant partner on it, but he goes in and he just does the food. And I mean, I've never seen any company in my life go through like 50, 60 cases of limes. And I mean, everything is fresh squeezed on the spot. They don't keep anything overnight. Everything is started from scratch the next morning. And
great.
I mean, they really put their heart and soul into this one. I mean, this is the third one I've done in the U.S. for them. And this one was, by far, it's above and beyond what they ever thought.
Okay. You're a great salesman.
Thank you.
All right.
Well, I have three more projects at 25 Thompson going right now, so
right.
You'll see me again. But the other ones are very dig in. I was gonna do, and then I stepped away.
They're already approved.
They're already approved, and then Bed Bath and Beyond.
They're coming Tuesday.
Yes.
To see me. Yeah.
Yes. They.
Who knew?
It's such a small space. I mean,
where is Bed Bath and Beyond?
It's 25 Thompson. So closer towards Congress.
Yeah. Sir.
But it was like.
I'm like.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Thanks.
Is that it? That's it. No admins.
They could have put it on that.
Oh. Okay, we have last thing, the ratification of the 4/11/19 public hearing minutes. Do we have a motion to approve?
I move to approve.
Second.
Minutes?
You can second.
I'll second it.
And all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. All right.
And motion to adjourn, unless you have anything you want to say?
The only thing I need, or the question I have is, Tom, who nominated you?
And why?
Real question, yes, implied question.
No, that's not the implied question. No, I just need to get you, I need to get you renominated.
I think it was Michelle, actually.
But you're not with an organization, you're with just the neighborhood itself.
Well, no, because we had to be with an organization. Really? It was FPNA.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, because I already reached out to them.
Because, yeah.
Good. Yeah, because we have two...
I think it was associated with FPNA.
Yeah, we have two new commissioners, but I want to send your renomination over.
Okay.
Unless you're, like, over it.
No, no. I got a letter, I think we talked about this.
Yeah.
Like, 9 months ago, saying I needed to be sworn in again. So postpone that for now.
Yep, just don't worry about that right now, and I'll email you with further instructions. Okay. But yeah.
All right.
That's it.
Motion to adjourn.
I move to adjourn.
Okay, second. Oh, we already did that. No, we didn't. All those in favor say aye. I thought we did.